The new rules for immigration enforcement released by the Trump administration yesterday mark a big change from the previous rules. Millions in the country illegally could face deportation. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said President Trump wants to take the shackles off federal enforcement agents in the Department of Homeland Security.
The message from this White House and from the DHS is that those people who are in this country and pose a threat to our public safety or have committed a crime will be the first to go.
The rules call for prioritizing the deportation of anyone in the country illegally who's been accused of or who's been convicted of committing any crime, even a traffic violation, or who is a recent border crosser. So what does that mean for people living illegally in the U.S.? Saida Hassan is a reporter at KUT News in Austin, Texas, and she joins us now. Saida, there's a lot of anxiety out there about these new rules and the way they'll be implemented. You've been talking with people out there in the construction and other industries. What are you hearing?
I have, Eric. I talked with one undocumented worker who came to Austin from Mexico about 16 years ago, and he says he's been working in the construction industry ever since. And he told me that he does feel afraid in light of the recent immigration enforcement actions, but he's still been reporting to work in part because he doesn't feel like he has much of a choice, being that he's the chief breadwinner of the family. But it certainly seems that there is a sense of fear and concern over what to expect amongst undocumented workers when they're reporting for work.
And uncertainty out there. You were at a community meeting last night. Tell us a little about that, what you heard.
Sure. I went to a community meeting last night hosted by a group called the Workers Defense Project, and they're a nonprofit that advocates for construction workers here in Texas. And basically, this meeting was a space for workers and their families to talk about their concerns, share information, and get guidance on what to do if they are approached by immigration enforcement officers and what their rights are. So organizers say that there has been a great deal of confusion and unpredictability around the recent changes to immigration policy about what exactly the priorities for enforcement are. And they told workers that regardless of their immigration status, they have a right to remain silent if they're approached by immigration and customs enforcement, and also just inform them about some resources here in the Austin community that they can turn to for help.
And was it well attended? Did a lot of people show up?
It certainly was. There were about 20 or so workers that I met with, and also several of their family members were also there looking to learn more.
What about those who employ undocumented workers in and around your area? What are you hearing there?
Sure. I talk with Phil Thoden. He is the president of the Austin chapter of the Associated General Contractors. So Phil told me that he checked in with several builders last week. He wanted to know if they'd seen any changes after the National Day Without Immigrants protest, which, as you know, was a day where some workers chose not to report to work in protest of these recent changes to immigration policies. So Phil told me that some local builders here in Austin have noticed a change in their staffing. Some say that they've had just a few workers missing in recent days. But there are others that say that the current political climate has had a big impact on their workers not showing up. Some of their projects have slowed down significantly because workers don't feel safe reporting to these construction sites.
So about half of the industry's Hispanic undocumented workers. Couldn't this affect the economy in your area?
Sure. I think that's a key thing to follow going forward. The Workers Defense Project actually did a study with the University of Texas at Austin a few years ago, which estimates that about 50% of construction workers here in Texas are undocumented. So if those folks don't feel comfortable and are afraid to show up to work, this could potentially have a big impact on Texas businesses.
All right. We'll be following all of this in the days ahead. Saida Hassan, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Saida Hassan is a reporter at KUT News in Austin, Texas.